Vayturin Shasrin Daf Pei Alf picking it off. Pei Yom Abayis Bada 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 Pei. Second to last line. Last word on the line. Hasaris Shechol Tzivim To Lo Pasla. The Mishnah said that if Hasaris goes ahead and he does Chalitza on this woman, remember you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies and Rachel falls to Shimon, and Shimon is a Saris. Then what ends up happening? He doesn't do anything because it's not he's not able to do Chalitza over there. So therefore, it doesn't mess her up in any way, shape, or form. And she's allowed to go marry a Kohen. She's now Amana is mother to a Kohen. But then he goes and says that Baal, if he has a relationship with her, if he has a physical relationship with her, now she's possible to Kuna. Says the Gemara, the inference is Taima de Baalu. The reason is because he had a relationship. Right? He did that. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. This is Chama. Ha'acher, but if someone else would have a relationship with her, meaning somebody who was in the shuk, no shaykhis, then lo, she would not be pasul tikuna. Now, we're under the assumption now, we're talking about where there are other brothers there, and even though there are other brothers, and she's still, in the case of Zika, she's stuck, that only if the Swiss has a relationship with her that's going to pass it to Kahuna. But if someone else outside, even though it's Usser, it's not going to be considered Kares, and therefore it's not Kares, therefore Shitaka would still be allowed to a Kohen. That's what the Gemara is implying here. Beep, turn the page. Pay Aleph. Lema teva to Yufta, the Rav Hamnuna. Let's say this knocks off Rav Hamnuna. The Amar, who says, Shamer siyavim shizinta psula liyavama. A woman is waiting to do Yibam, and right, she's stuck in that stage over there, and she goes ahead and she has a relationship with somebody else. She was a Mizaneh, so we have what happens. She's Psula Liyavama, and Rashi says, Ke'ishis ish shizinta shasula baila. She's like a regular woman married who has a relationship outside of that marriage. She's also to her Baal, the cave of Dazoni. When she's called Dazona, Asura Kuna, she's also to be to the Kuna, so it must be that this is a Tuyufta. Says the Gemara, lo, not a Tuyufta. Hu adin afilu la'achir nami. Don't make the inference you made that if she has a relationship with the Swiss, then she becomes, it's going to be a problem to be with the Kohen and others not. Both. Who then a feel acher nami? If I had the Tani Risha be today, since the Risha was talking about a Swiss Chama, it started with that. Therefore, it also speaks about the safe as well. Tani Nami Seifa be today, it also speaks about a Swiss Chama. Next part of the Mishnah, last part of the Mishnah said, V'chein island is shecholtzu lach, and so too if you have an island, so the brothers went and did chalitza on her, so then they don't go ahead and don't mess her up for marrying a coin, but if they have a relationship with her, they do. Says the Gemara, Taima de Baalua, the reason why it's going to be that she's usher to the coin is because they had a relationship with her. Ha lo Baalua, but if they didn't, then lo, she wouldn't be usher from the coin. Keman, who is that going like? So who is this going like? Frak the Gemara, Keman, the lo Rabbi Huda must not be like Rabbi Huda. How come? The Rabbi Huda Ha'amar, he says, island is zonahi. An island is considered a zona. Clearly, our Mishnah doesn't hold like that because it says it's not considered a problem, says Baalua, and if they didn't, then it would be able to let her marry coins. So therefore, it must be this doesn't go like Rabbi Huda. Beautiful. Up to the next. Hailing a Mishnah. Swiss Chama coin. He's a Kohen, he's a Swiss Chama, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, which is allowed. You're allowed. A Swiss Adam, that's not allowed. Because Swiss Adam is like the Pasuk speaks about the Petsua Daka, Shtek, Lo Yavo Petsua Daka, Kru Shavcha, Bekal Hashem, right, the Kru Shavcha. So, therefore, that's called a Swiss Adam. And a Swiss Kohen, a Swiss Chama is allowed to, and he goes and he marries a Bas Yisrael, that's fine. Machila Betruma. She's allowed to eat truma based off this marriage. Good, straight up. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they say androgynous kohen shenasa bas Yisrael. As we've seen in the past, androgynous means that they have both simanim going on over there. Tumtum is like covered over, androgynous, they have both happening. So what happens if they go and they marry a bas Yisrael, then machila b'truma, that allows her to go ahead and eat truma. So you see, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon must mean that they say androgynous is considered a man. And therefore, it's like they're married. They're married and they're allowed to have truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tumtum, shenikra, v'nimsa zacha. Let's say you have a tumtum. That is the one that's covered over, the flesh, piece of flesh that's covering over the area that we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Then if it gets torn open and then he finds out that it's a man, lo yachlots. Rashi says that means im yesh acher, if there's another brother to do it, so let him do the chalitza. So the Gemara is going to get into a few blot to go more in detail, but point is lo yachlots mipnei shukas sris, because he's considered like a sris. He's not able to have kids. Androgynous knows, and therefore there's no chalitza over there. No yibam or no chalitza. Androgynous no saying. Androgynous, they can go and get married, meaning you can marry the vabalach, you can marry to a young lady. And Aval, lo nisa. Don't think he's allowed to be taken in marriage by another man. Rashav lo nisa, shehu kizachar, vashochiv yomol areyu kiba ala zachar. It's like Mishka of Zachar. That, my friends, is something which is just not allowed. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, androgynous chayav melav skila kizachar.
That is, it's pretty much straight up. It is Mishkav Zachar. And the Gemara, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to be Mefarish, what exactly there, with the Machlokas of yours, Tanakame and Rabbi Eliezer. Zokta Haile Gemara, Haile Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah start off by saying that if you have a Swiss Chama coin who goes and marries a Yisraelis, then she's allowed to have Truma. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Pshita, obviously, why not? Why would you think she's not allowed to? The Tamis says, no, you would have thought, Molid Meichel, Shena Molid Eina Meichel. Only if this guy is able to bring about children, then he is able to go ahead and cause someone else to have Truma. But if not, then you say not like that. Kamash Malan, that we don't say such a thing. Even if he's not able to have children, let's just chama, we go ahead and we allow it to be that they are allowed to have them eat truma. Next part of the Mishnah, we said the Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Shimon Omrim and Drogonus, and comes to Drogonus and is a Kohen, he marries the Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat truma. Omri Shlokesh, Machila Betruma, Ve'in Achila Bechaz of a Shok, but you can't have the Chaz of a Shok. We know Chaz of a Shok are the stuff that go to the Kohanim. Rashi clues us in a little bit. He says, Bechila Betruma Vechulu is Lekaman Mefarishla. The Gemara is going to explain later on, Betruma Bezmanazeh, that we're talking about Truma nowadays, which is Dirabanan. Aval, Bemidi Doraisa, Lo, My Taima, Safik Ish, Safik Ishahu. Now, we allow, so you have this androgynous. Androgynous married to a woman. The woman is not allowed to have truma if she's a bas yisrael because it's derabanan. And since it's derabanan, so we're a meko with it. But when it comes to daraisa, we're not going to be meko. That's the chaz and the shok. That stuff is daraisa. And since we have a suffix, whether this is this androgynous is a man or woman, so we say suffix derabanan la kula. Suffix daraisa is lachumra. They can't have it. Rav Yochanan Omer, he says, af mechila b'chaz b'shok. She can even have chaz b'shok. He says straight up, says Rashi, Af Mechila de Zachar Ma'al Yehu. He says it's straight up a Zachar. It's a man. Now the Gemara goes in where Rashi clued us into. The Reish Lakish, Ma'ish Lan Chaz of a Shok. Why are you saying the Chaz of a Shok can't be eaten by the woman? Doraisa? You want to say because it's a Doraisa? But so is Truma. Truma Nami Doraisa. Therefore, she can't have that. So if you want to say the time, then what about the time when the Beis HaMikdash is around? My, what's going to be the din? Lo, you want to tell me that this wife is not allowed to have truma? So the tani in machila b'chazav v'shok. Then what's pshat that the Gemara decides to talk about two separate things over here? That we're talking about the truma and chazav v'shok. Like, who cares about all that? Why don't you just stick with within its own world. Let it just go ahead and argue within itself, and then say what? When is it true that the Mishnah says we're allowed to have truma? But truma derabanan. If it's truma deraisa, then they're not allowed to have it. Says Gemara, it's exactly what we are saying. We're saying both of them. Kishu machila. When he goes ahead and he says that the androgynous Cohen goes and gives his wife truma, it means machila b'truma b'zman hazeh derabanan vein machila b'zman chaza b'shok. They don't feed her truma at the zman of chaza b'shok, which means at the time when we have the Beis HaMikdash. V'afila b'truma derabanan, even truma derabanan, because dilma asi la'ochla b'truma deraisa. That is, during the time the Beis HaMikdash is around, you have the Chaz of a Shok, then you won't even let her have a Truma Derabanan because we're worried that she's going to end up having Truma Deoraisa. Now we saw the Rabbi Yochanan says, and Androgynous is definitely a man, and not only Truma, but even Chaz of a Shok. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Af Machila Chaz of a Shok. You could even let her have Chaz of a Shok, like Rashi says, that the Zachar Malia, who right, jumped the gun before, but it's Zachar Malia. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. So if Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, do you really hold that Truma Bezmana says Derabanan? Me, Savar, Truma Bezmana says Derabanan, says Rashi, the Mukmas La, the Masis, then you established our Mishnah to be Bemidi Derabanan, Vasarto, the Bechaz of a Shok, and you asked her, do you have Chaz of a Shok? Were you saying that Truma nowadays is Derabanan? Our Mishlakish says back to him, in. Yeah, sure, it is. Shani Shona Eagle Beigulim Ole. We are now going to jump into a big world of Bittel and a lot of Shas ideas that come up over here. So he says that basically there's a Braisa, and Rashi points out that if you have an eagle, Beigulim, an eagle, I mean over here, we're talking about Iguli Devela. Let's say you have fig cakes, like pressed figs, and we're talking about those of Truma. And they go to get mixed up with others of other figs, then they end up getting mivutal. So we see that what happens, that you have pressed figs of truma mixed with other ones of figs, they can become batal. Now, if you want to say the truma today is midaraisa, then you're not able to be mivatal it. why you can't be mevatel. Because whenever you have something that's counted when it's sold, then they're called chashev and they can't be mevutal. And Rashi spells it out that v'ichum is manazed deraisa. Give it the ego davar chashev. It's called a davar chashev. V'darko limanos. And the way is to count it by itself. Then it's not going to be mevutal at all. So it must be that we're dealing over here with the case of truma is dirabanan. Rashi spells that even if it would be truma dirabanan during a time period when there is truma daraisa, if there would be truma daraisa, then even truma dirabanan also wouldn't be mevutal because gezira atu, people are going to make a mistake because we know chashiva stuff, a davar chashiv midaraisa is not batal. So here too, the same things that can be batal also. So therefore, we know that it must be today truma is me is a dirabanan de gezach. Amalei, so Rav Yochanan is back. Hold on one second. V'alo, ani shona chatich b'tichos ola. But what do you mean? I found that we have a brayse that says that if you go and you take a chaticha b'chatichos ola, that means you have a piece of a tummy chatas. A chatas, it's tummy, you know, classic chatas tummy stuff. And now that gets mixed up with other slices of tar chatas, it's mevutal. What do you see? Even a d'oraisa shtekel that it's counted when you sell it, still can become batal. So don't bring me a raya that means that truma is derabanan now. I'm going to say a statement, then we're going to explain it in just a moment. So hold your horses over there. And he says, I'll tell you why I say this. Because me, Savart, kol shadarka limanos sheninu? Did you rethink that we hold kol shadarka limanos? There's a term known kol shadarka, another known as des es shadarka. I'll explain it just momentarily, but let's first understand, no, we don't hold kol shadarka limanos. We learn S, that's something which is not going to be able to be mevutal. But something which is called Shadak Limanos, it can be mevutal. Now let's understand what do these words mean and what the significance is. Number one is the concept of kol shadar kalimanos means something that is counted. It's generally counted on its own. As opposed to es shadarko means something which is exclusively counted, meaning it's individual, it's by itself. As kol shadarko is generally or sometimes one way, sometimes another way. Es shadarko is like, this is it, man. This is the only thing you do. You count it one by one. That circumstance of es shadarko limanos, bam, that's not batal. Not batal, nothing to talk about. But if it's the case of kol shadarko, then it can be mevutal. So when you have something that's kol, that means it's more inclusive. That's the way I like to remember it. Kol means it's counted one by one, but sometimes it's not counted one by one, but it's just estimated. So it includes a case of one by one, and close the case of sometimes that it's estimated. Reish Lakish holds that such a circumstance of kol is something which is called chashuv, and therefore it's not going to be batal. And where Yochanan is responding to him is like, you got it wrong, Reish Lakish. Sorry. He says that really what the Brisa was saying is not kol, it's talking about S, only a thing which is exclusively counted. That's something that screams chashuv, and it's never going to be batal mevutal. Right? So something which is always counted, sold piece by piece, you never go and you estimate, that's something which remains ideal, like we said, is chashuv. Therefore, the meat slices and the cakes of the fig cakes, which sometimes are sold by estimating, and sometimes you go ahead and even though generally you go ahead and you sell it by the piece, it's not considered chashuv. Therefore, they're able to be mevutal even if it's a d'oraisa that's going on over here. So you don't have a raya anymore to come and tell me this is d'rabanan because of the fact that it's mevutal, maybe it's even d'oraisa. Now, mahi, what exactly was this machlokas? Where are they getting it from? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mi shahayu lo chavile tilson shel kilei karem. Says the Mishnah Arlof, somebody has fenugreek, they have bundles of fenugreek. Rashi says this out, he says, we're talking about over here, fenugreek, min kitni, a type of bean, who, ulemate ka kaderava, it's coming to go ahead and bring sweetness to the thing that you go ahead and you're cooking. So if somebody had this bundles of fenugreek, and they are shalkili aikarim, if it's kilayim, it's planted in a vineyard, which is not okay. You're not allowed to put grain or vegetables, right? You're not allowed to put grains, let's say, because this is what this is, this type of thing, into a vineyard. And if you do that, then the stuff that comes from it is called kilei kerem. It's kilayim. And this stuff is going to be aser behana'ah. Oh, this is a big problem. This is something which is not okay. So what do you do with such a thing? Says the Gemara, Yidlaku, go ahead and burn it. Rashi says, Kilayim b'sreif et d'ksiv tuktash tukad ish. If they go out, you got burned, baby, burned. This arvu b'chirus, let's say it gets mixed up in others. So you have this bundle of fenugreek that gets which is Kilia Karim, and it gets mixed up with other bundles of fenugreek, which are not Kilia Karim. Beep, turn the page. Pay Aleph Amud Beis. This is crazy. We're going so far in this Masechta. Cool on Yilaku. You go, you have to got to burn it all. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that is Rebbe Meir. Rashi says, why is it you got to burn it? Simply because the low butli, it's not butl, the Ketani Taima, Shahi Rebbe Meir Omer. Rebbe Meir says, Kol Shadaka Limanos. That's a case of sometimes it's unestimated and sometimes it's done, you know, even generally, let's say it's done particular. Kol Shadaka Limanos Muktash. Mekadesh esamis arev emo. It goes in, it's mekadesh it with it, it asks it with it. Vein batal barov, it's not batal barov. Right? There's a thing called bitl barov, but in such a case, it's not going to be batal barov. Shekilia kerem, bedavar shein beminyan, betalin beechadim atayim. The general rule is that when you have kilia kerem, that Bedava Shein, that get mixed up in something, it's not Beminyan, it's not specifically counted, it's Batal with 201. Kedamer Pesachim, Be'elu Orvim, we say in Pesachim, Minim Asayim Mutter, Shnei Meos, Shenishtayu Babor, Mechim, okay, that stuff is going to be Batal. In this case, since we have the bundles of fenugreek, in this case, we're talking about their kilayim, the fenugreek kilayim shtickle, they're not going to be vutal kondra b'meir, even if you have 201 over there. Why? Because like we say, that we're going to see that any time you have something that is generally counted, kol shadaka limanos, that is considered chashev, and it's not going to be mevutal, and everything is going to be problematic. That is Rabbi Meir. Chamam omru, Omrim, they say Yalu Be'echad Umasayim. No, this actually is Mevutal in 201. Why do we say what they say? Shahai Rabbi Meir Omri says Kol Shadarkalimanus Mekadesh. He says anything that is Darkalimanus, if we go out and we count, even if it just counts sometimes, whatever it is, it's going to be Mekadesh. Rashi says Masayim O Shalosh Meos, the low Batal. It's going to be Mekadesh, means that it's going to be not fit to be Batal. It's still going to be Usar. And therefore, it's not going to be Batal altogether. Azai Gzokt. Rabbi Meir, they say Mekadesh, they ain't no Mekadesh, Ela Shisha Devar Belvad. There's only six things that are going to be Mekadesh, this is not one of them. Rabbi Kiva says Shiva, no, there are seven things. Eluhain, and these are the things. Agoze Perach, Verimon Badan, Vechavios Tumos, Vechilfe Trotin, Vekolche Krov, with the last Yavanis. Rabbi Kiva Mosef, Rabbi Kiva comes and asks that, Afki Karasha Balabais. Just reading through these, translating, a gozi perach is a type of nut from a place. A rimon is a pomegranate from a place called Badan. We have a chavis, which is sustum, which is a closed off wine stuff. That stuff is very potent. That stuff is not batel. Stalks from beets and a cabbage. Stalks from cabbage. And the gourd, Greek gourd, Rabbi Kiva says, even kikaros of a balabais. Haruliyin la'arla, of these, those that are ro'i la'arla, meaning to say that Kegon Rashi says that goes in v'rimon v'chavios mekachin v'osin esakshirim v'shum arla. If it gets mixed up with other things, it's not going to be batal. It's going to cause all those, let's say you have nuts that fall, they're arla nuts that fall into non-arla nuts, and these are these type of v'gozim, it's going to aser all of them. And so that's why it says arla, whatever's going to be arla is going to cause nothing to be arla. Arla is they can't eat for the first 3 years, fourth you can eat in Shalayim, fifth you can eat anywhere. But kilayim mekarim, those things that can fall to the category of Kilayim Mekarim, Rashi says, could go and trud in a crew with the last, there's next part of the list over there, which is the beets, the cabbage, and the gourds, those things which are connected to Kilayim Mekarim, then they fall into the category of Kilayim Mekarim, and that can be batal at all. Yochanan says, Es Shadak Limanos Shaninu. Vishlaki Savar, Kol Shadak Limanos Shaninu. Rav Yochanan comes and says, no, you got the text wrong over there. And rather, it's Es Shadak Limanos. So we brought up at the beginning, Rav Meir says, Kol Shadak on the second line. He says that the actual the Lashon is Es Shadak Limanos Shaninu. And Rav Shlach HaSavar, Kol Shadak Limanos Shaninu. No, what we learned is Kol Shadak Limanos. Even things are not exclusively counted, but if they're also going to be, then they're not going to be batal, as opposed to... And taking a step back. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, who says that the Lashon is Kol Shadarka Limanos Shaninu, so even if things that are sometimes counted and they go by that case, they won't be nullified. So therefore, that's why Reish Lakish understands the fact that we say that they become batal must be that Truma is only Midrabanan, because if it was Daraisa, then it wouldn't become batal. And that's why we said that Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan argued, he says, Esh Hedarka Limanos. Only things that are entirely only counted individually, never estimated, are going to be falling to that category. But these are things, but when it comes to this, the meat slices and that of the fig cakes, even though maybe they're sometimes counted, even often counted, sometimes they're estimated, therefore they're not chashim, and therefore they're going to be batal, even on a daraisa level. So you don't have a raya over here to say that this is talking about durabanan. Now this attack of Yochanan Gibran Mishlakas was coming from the fact that he said, oh, you have these pieces of meat today, the slices of when you have the meats over there that we're talking about, the tamei chatas meat that gets mixed up with the tar chatas stuff, it's taka mevutal, it's batal. Even the oraiso. My chaticha says, Gemara, what are we talking about over here? What is this referencing? The Tanya, only tana braisa, chaticha shel chatas tamei. Let's say you have a chaticha of a piece of meat which is chatas, but it's tamei. Therefore, since it's tamei, you're not allowed to go ahead and you can't eat it. Nothing doing. You're kind of stuck. What do you do? But shenisarva b'mei chaticha shel chatos taros. It gets mixed up with 100 pieces of chatos taros. V'chein, oh, prusa shel lechem apanim tamei. You have a piece of bread that's a piece of the lechem aponim. Lechem aponim, you know, stayed week to week on the shulchan, and then they would go at it. When they would be taken off, it would be eaten over there in the Beis HaMikdash. So, but it becomes tummy, you can't eat it. If you have a priest of shalechem aponim tamea, should a sarba may a priest of shalechem aponim taharos, tale. Tale means that it actually works to be mivatalit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tale, it does not work to me about it. Rashi says, "Vus is the pshat because Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tale, because of Rabbi Yehuda b'choduchle he holds gans shas." He says, "Min b'mino lo batel." If you have one thing mixed in with another thing, its own type, two things. And b'mino in a batel. Two things that are the same species that get mixed up together, they're not going to be mevutal. Aval chaticha shel chatos tahora. But if you have a piece of chatos tahor, right, which the coin could go in, they're allowed to eat a chatas, but a non-coin can't. Shedisarva b'mei chaticha shel chulin tahoros. It gets mixed up with 100 pieces of chulin that's tahor. Right, it's really regular food that person anyone could eat. V'chein, similarly, prusa shel lechem apanim tahora. If you have regular straight up lechem apanim tahora, which again only kohanim can eat, not non-kohanim. Shedisarva b'mei a prusa shel chulin tahoros. It gets mixed up with that. Divrei Kol Sala, everyone agrees they're not batal. That is, as Rashi says, even the Tanakama, right? Rashi says, Divrei Kol Sala, Tanakama Mode, he agrees, whole of the Efcha Lamochan, because he says that even though he's the one who says that when you have the meat that goes and falls in, again, that if you have this piece of meat or the piece of the Lechem Panim, that even though they're, you know, very often they go and they sell it by itself, but it's not only sold by itself. They're able to be mevotol. They agree with Rabbi Yehuda by this situation that they're not going to be batal. How come? Because in this particular instance, even if we're not going to be mevatal this piece of meat and the lechem upon him, in other words, so we go and we look at this now, everything, this whole entire pot over here becomes chatos, but it's tahor, lechem upon him, it's tahor. This mixture is not going to be completely usher. Why? Because you could sell it to a kohen. A kohen can actually eat all of this stuff. It could be sold to and you'll lose out. It'll be a loss. You sold to a kohen who's more to eat this thing. So we don't say it's going to be batal in a place where we can get out of it. These are things which are semi-chashuv over here, right? Because generally we go ahead and we count it when we sell it, but we don't go and use the bitl over here to allow this someone who's not a kohen to eat food which is aser d'oraisa only in order to save him from a little bit of a loss. Because by selling it now, you can only sell it to the kohanim, you're going to lose out on the price, and then you can sell it to everyone. But Rashi ends off, in the case that we spoke about first, when you have the tamei chatas meat and the lechem apanim that became tamei also, and they get all mixed up, then we say we're going to mevatel it, because if we don't say mevatel it, everything ends up getting burnt, and that's going to be a big loss for Kachem, and we don't like to do such a thing. Kumto Chois, but what comes out of this at the end of the day? Katoni Mias, Reisha Tala. What comes out of it? We saw that the Reisha, the Braisa, that when you have that slice of meat, even though you have Kol Shadak Limanos, that generally it's counted, and whatever it is, it's still able to be Tala. It becomes Mivutal, which goes against Reish Lakish is pretty straight up, that he says that when you have something that's Kol Shadak Limanos, then what's going to happen? It's Choshev, and therefore it's not going to be Batal Mivutal. What you going to do with that? Says Gemara, no, I'm Rav Chia, b'reid Rav Huna ben Imucha. That Bryce is talking about a case of the meat that ended up like melting, it ends up dissolving and breaking down, and therefore it's not considered something which is normally counted, and that's why it's able to be mevutol. That's why you're mevatel it. So if that's the case, that this is something which isn't sold by counting at all because it's all melted and dissolved, so Yehachi might time it Rabbi Huda. What's that Rabbi Huda who said that it's not mevatel? It's not able to be mevatel. Beep, turn the page, pay base. Rabbi Huda Tameh, what you mean? Rabbi Huda goes according to his own logic. Rashi says, Bekiso Edam, Uvakomates, that what is he paskin like in Chulin Damar, Min Bemino, Lobato. If it's Min Bemino, it's not Mavotol. Just straight up, that's the way that he holds. Okay, my friends, we ain't done with this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.